Article 23, about our justification by which we stand fast in God's presence. We believe that all our happiness is situated in the remission of our sins, which is in Jesus Christ, and that our whole justification before God is contained in it alone, as blessed Paul teaches us, according to David, proclaiming blessed those to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. But also the same apostle says, we are justified through the redemption made in Jesus Christ. On account of this, as supported by solid ground, we present all glory to God, perceiving ourselves in extreme humility, so that we may properly know of what sort ourselves really are. And so, we presume nothing whatsoever on account of ourselves or any of our merits. But having been supported only by the obedience of Christ crucified, we thoroughly acquiesce to it, so that when we believe in him, it becomes ours. Again, this alone is abundantly sufficient both for covering over all our iniquities, and also for rendering us safe and secure against all temptation at the same time. And indeed, this drives all fear, all trembling, and finally all dread far away from our conscience, where we approach near to God, and we do not imitate the example of our parents, who, fleeing because of fear, attempted to hide and cover themselves with fig leaves. Certainly it is proper that if we were to stand in the presence of God, relying ever so little upon ourselves or any other creature, it is certain that we would instantly be engulfed in wrath. For this reason, it is preferable for each of us, in turn, to call out with David, Lord, do not enter into judgment with your servant, because any living thing will not be justified in your gaze.